House of Hope, Tony Charles on ABC Radio Canberra. Lish Fayer with you this morning at 7:15 this Friday morning, the 18th of October. Could you live on $80 a week? That's $11.40 a day. It's the amount some women trying to escape domestic violence have in their pockets. Tura Women Inc. here in Canberra have been assisting women in the community for 3 decades, and they've calculated the $80 figure. Then the staff have been living off that amount this week. Joining me in the studio this morning is Susan Clark-Linfield, Executive Director, Tura Women Inc., and Bridget Honeyman, who's the Communications Officer for the organisation. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What is Tura Women Inc.?
Well, Tura is a not-for-profit organization here in the ACT. We provide domestic violence, as you said, and homelessness services for women and children. And we also provide a drug and alcohol health treatment service. Last year, we supported about 501 women and 156 children.
Incredible work that you do in the community. Tell me about this initiative that you've done for Anti-Poverty Week.
Yeah, so approximately a third of the staff at Tura have volunteered to simulate being on New Start for Anti-Poverty Week. And this is to give an insight and build awareness around the realities of the financial constraints of people who actually live on New Start, people like our clients. So our staff have had to live on the equivalent amount to what our clients have as disposable income this week. And we are aware of the income our clients have to determine their rent. So our financial officer did the calculations on our clients' finances, and after receiving government subsidies and paying their rent and other utilities, on average our clients without children have $80 as the remaining amount per week, and our clients with children have an average of only $115. And this is the amount that they would use to purchase their food, their drinks for the week, toiletries, clothing, transport, medication, other healthcare needs and so on.
Gee, it's a fraction, isn't it? So you calculated that out. So you then set yourselves the job of seeing if you could live on that $80 a week.
Yeah.
And for workers at Tura, did they give themselves the 115 if they had families?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. What's been your experience living on that?
Well, speaking for myself, with my budget of $80, I first spent $15.50 on medication that I had to purchase. I put $7.50 aside for a prepaid phone because I know that's what our clients do. I dribbled $15 worth of petrol into my tank, and that left me with about $42 for food. The problem for me is I have a lot of food intolerances, and so by the time, you know, I pay for the special food, there's hardly anything there. And so I couldn't buy a loaf of bread this week. And so, you know, it was tough. I've had a very austere diet this week.
How did you go, Bridget?
Well, I definitely took longer at the shops comparing prices and substituting for cheaper or sacrificing some of the things I love altogether. I actually visited one of the food pantries at Community Service One in Narrabunda, and I found that really helpful. It's very cheap. And I just found I was a little bit tired. I would wake up at 3 a.m. feeling really hungry, and I just fill my tummy with bread some of the days. So, and a lot of our staff kind of reported back to us, and some of them had to completely change their lifestyle, especially some of the women who were mothers. One of them, their sons, asked for pocket money this week, and she had no capacity for including chores or pocket money incentives into her parenting model, and realised that it's something you couldn't do as a parent living on New Start. Mm. And, yeah, I didn't go out to my usual pizza party night, which I do weekly. I felt a little bit isolated this week, and you kind of do, become more empathetic towards those who must live off this for an extended period.
You must already have a lot of empathy for the people that you're working with. Mm. Susan Clark Linfield and Bridget Honeyman are my guests this morning. They both work at Tura Women Inc., providing an incredible service for women in our community, escaping domestic violence, experiencing homelessness. The experience that you have had just this week, what did it really highlight to you for the work that you do?
We have always understood our clients' experiences. We listen to their stories. We support them in trying to improve their lives and that. And we don't pretend that we're actually walking in the shoes of our clients, who, for the most part, have grappled with, significant trauma in their lives. And that, but even 1 week trying to live on $80, it's really increased our understanding that one step further.
So with the highlight from this week, what do you want to get out of it in this anti-poverty week where we're highlighting Raise the Rate?
Yeah, so this initiative in a small way, we're trying to understand the challenges of poverty and communicate the critical need for government action to raise the rate, because it hasn't increased in 25 years and hasn't kept pace with the cost of living.
And as you said, just things like medication, dribbling fuel in, dealing with the social aspect, which is so important to feel connected to community, but it all requires transport, it requires maybe babysitting and care and all of those little things that just chip away at what starts off as a very meagre amount of money.
It could undermine your efforts completely.
And then
a
spiral down.
Yeah. It takes a lot of work to get out of poverty. People have to go to meetings all over town. You know, like women in our drug and alcohol service, for instance, they need to go to support meetings and as many meetings during the week as possible. But they're all over town. And, it's not like they're sitting in our refuge just waiting, and it's tough.
How difficult is it for some women to have financial hardship as well as emotional and physical hardship, experiencing the stigma of that?
Oh, look, it comes with everything you would expect: depression, trauma, addictions as a result of the depression and trauma. It's not an easy life.
So how can we break the cycle?
By providing people with hope, I think, and how they can see a way out. And I think raising the rate would certainly go a long way in doing that.
How, I guess, your thoughts on how the government should lift support payments? What would be the perfect outcome?
I think that's up for them to work out. The cost of living goes up, but the New Start hasn't gone up in over 10 years. They just need to work out how to do it.
Thank you both so much for coming in this morning.
Thank
if people
you.
Want to support or access the Tura Women Inc., how do they go about doing that?
If they have a drug and alcohol addiction that they want support with, they can phone us directly. If they are homeless or escaping domestic violence, all services here in the ACT go through One Link.
Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Liz.
Susan Clark Linfield, Executive Director of Tura Women Inc., and Bridget Honeyman, the Communications Officer. Lish Faya with you this morning on ABC Radio Canberra.